From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Linda Wertheimer, in for Leanne Hansen. President Barack Obama has barely had time to unpack and do his laundry after his 8-day European trip, but this week he sets off again. He's headed south, first to Mexico and then to the Caribbean, for a summit meeting with leaders from throughout the Western Hemisphere. NPR's Scott Horsley joins us now with a preview of the president's trip. Scott, hello.
Good to be with you, Linda.
Now, the new administration has already had a good deal of contact with Mexico just in its first few months in office. Isn't that right?
Even before President Obama took office, actually, well, during the transition, he met with his Mexican counterpart, Felipe Calderon. And just in the last few weeks, three cabinet secretaries have made the trip south of the border. There's been a lot of concern about growing violence in Mexico as rival drug cartels battle with one another and with the government. And the United States has been promising to step up its assistance in that battle. Now, there have been promises like that in the past, and so far the aid's been slow in coming. But the new administration has taken some responsibility, saying that, you know, a lot of the money and the guns used by the drug traffickers are coming from the United States, and that, of course, if it weren't for the U.S. demand for drugs, the violent cartels would no longer be in business.
Now, after he leaves Mexico, the president travels to Trinidad for the Summit of the Americas, and 34 countries will be represented there. What's on that agenda?
Well, it's partly a get-to-know-you session. Of course, President Obama knows some of these leaders. Some of them were with him at the G20 meeting in Europe, but others he'll be meeting for the first time. And Ambassador Jeffrey Davidow, who's the White House advisor on the summit, says it's legitimately a new beginning, and some of those new relationships may be as important or more important than whatever formal declaration comes out of the summit. But they do have things to talk about. They're going to be talking about the environment, about energy, and most important, the economy. You know, a lot of the countries in this hemisphere had been enjoying pretty rapid economic growth as recently as last year, and now there's a concern that a lot of those gains will be lost, and that for every 1% drop in the region's economy, some 15 million people fall back into extreme poverty. So, as in Europe, the economy will be topic number one.
Scott, one country that will not be there at the summit is Cuba. Are U.S.-Cuban relationships likely to come up?
They likely will come up. The Obama administration has signaled that it plans to make good on a campaign promise to relax travel restrictions on Cuban Americans. But there are some voices who would like to see the U.S. go further than that, to allow all Americans, not just Cuban Americans, to visit, and maybe even to lift the trade embargo. One critic who spoke at a summit preview this past week, hosted by the Council on Foreign Relations, said, you know, the embargo had succeeded in isolating only one country in the Western Hemisphere, and that's the United States, and that it's time for a change. So far, the president has not been willing to go that far.
NPR's Scott Horsley. Thanks very much, Scott.
Thank you, Linda.